This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen is expected to face fierce questioning from House Democrats about her role in spearheading the implementation of President Trump's immigration program at a public hearing Wednesday. The Democrats will likely spend a lot of time on President Trump's national emergency declaration, to which Vice President Mike Pence, who was in Phoenix, Arizona, says,
"The truth is the crisis on our southern border today is overwhelming our system. Any vote against the president's national emergency declaration is a vote against border security."
Crews are resuming their efforts to clean up debris following Sunday's EF4 tornado in eastern Alabama. 23 people lost their lives, ranging from 6 to 89, including 7 members of one family. President Trump plans to visit the area Friday and will join Governor Kay Ivey to tour some of the affected areas. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Let's have a chat about your debit card, the card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month, automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank member FDIC.
Liberty Mutual Insurance knows you're focusing on the road right now, so we'll just describe our newspaper print ad to you. It's a tiny square that's colored a newspaper shade of gray that has you thinking yellow. As the words read, Liberty Mutual customizes your insurance so you only pay for what you need. Now that's the kind of print ad that'll make you glad you still read newspapers.
Go to libertymutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
House Democrats say they will not vote on an anti-Semitism resolution Wednesday as they are still refining the language of the measure. This all stems from comments made by Minnesota Democrat Ilhan Omar, who said that pro-Israel groups are using political donations to influence U.S. policy in the Middle East. Republican Congressman Steve Scalise of Louisiana on the bill.
Everybody's entitled to their own beliefs, but if you want to sit on the Foreign Affairs Committee and objectively look at and help set the foreign policy of the United States of America, you shouldn't have anti-Semitic beliefs.
Scalise was speaking there on Fox News, and Democratic House Leader Nancy Pelosi did say the bill would be brought to the House floor sometime later this week. Today is Ash Wednesday, which marks the beginning of Lent and 40 days before Easter. It's also a day that many Christians will head to church and receive ashes on their forehead. And Michael Cohen will be testifying behind closed doors on Capitol Hill today. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump warned that Republicans who choose to defy him on his immigration emergency declaration are taking a big risk. That's according to Republican Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina, who met with President Trump on Tuesday. Graham also tells Fox News,
"He's disappointed that he's not able to convince Republicans that this is an emergency. Again, I've been dealing with this issue for a decade. If families get to America, they're released within 20 days. If an unaccompanied minor makes it into our custody, only 2% are returned to the country where they came from. We're sending a signal to all over Central America. If you can make it to America, you're going to stay. We're being overwhelmed. We're on track to have 650,000 illegal immigrants apprehended in 2019. The legal authority the president is using has been used 50 times. He has the statutory authority given to him by Congress to take money from the military construction budget and apply it to an emergency situation. He's on sound legal footing. I support what he's doing, and I hope the Republican Party will stand behind."
Scotland Yard authorities say 3 explosive devices were found near London airports and a major train station yesterday. UK policing analyst Graham Watone says investigators have some evidence to work with.
The fact they've got, I think, Dublin stamps or Dublin originated postage stamps on them is one minor lead, but I think they will be keeping an open mind on where they've come from. The packages look very, very similar. They've got handwriting on the packages.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Hey, welcome aboard, America. Bill Martinez here. We've got a country to save. Let's get on about the people's business, huh? 6 minutes after the top of the hour, yesterday, the president signed an executive order. One that, I got to tell you, Dan Perkins, I got to bring you on right away. Dan Perkins, a dear friend and also founder of Songs and Stories for Soldiers, is with us. And Dan, I'll tell you, it's no wonder that our vets feel a bit ignored, because with this big news, and I thought it was big news, but others in the mainstream media kind of just oh-hummed it.
Thank you always, Mr. Ambassador, for having me on your show. We can say with a great deal of certainty mm-hmm. that the Democrats and the mainstream media do not like soldiers, period, mm-hmm. veterans or not. And so they think it's absurd that we have an army and so what if these guys and women sacrifice themselves? It's not important to them. Right. And again, this is another mistake that the left is making is to not recognize our obligation to our veterans, and especially in the area of suicide. So
exactly.
But I must say to you, if you read deep into the announcement of this commission, the president is, I think angry is the right word, Bill.
Well, he should be, Dan. I mean, look at what's gone on. I mean, when I'm reading that there's been an allocation of $6.2 million set aside, you know, by the VA to help vets, which a lot of this could have gone towards suicide prevention. And you realize right. of that $6.2 million, only $57,000 has been allocated? You've right. got to be kidding me. We, you know, yeah, people need to take this seriously.
The matching statistics, single statistic that goes along with what you just said, is that the report from the president yesterday was that through the VA, that about 70 to 75% of those veterans who commit suicide that we know of
mm-hmm.
There is no indication that any of them had any contact with the Veterans Administration at all.
That's an incredible number. 70% and higher. Mm-hmm. I mean, and this is after all, you know, the attention has been, you know, thrust upon the VA, and you know, to have this kind of number, I mean, if I was running the VA or associated with the VA, I would be rather embarrassed by this. And obviously, there must be a disconnect here, Dan. You know, sometimes what happens in organizations is people get busy about all the wrong things and they're overwhelmed and they say, well, you know, we're doing the best we can. But I mean, if this is the best you can do, then we need to come up with another system.
I don't disagree with you at all. I would like to, no, I'm not, I don't want you to understand what I'm about to say is an excuse for the VA. Mm-hmm. I just want to answer your question. If we're talking about 20 people a day that are committing suicide, mm-hmm. mostly men, but men and women too. Mm-hmm. Women have a higher suicide rate than men as veterans. But in the relative scheme of things, and this is very important. I do not want to diminish the importance of this issue. Mm-hmm. But if you look at the healthcare system the size of the VA that treats 20 million people,
mm-hmm.
20 a day, hard to focus, don't you think?
Yeah. Yeah, you're exactly right. So that's what I'm saying. And again, I mean, the VA does a lot of great things, research, the people that they're mm-hmm. taking care of. We're just hearing way too often, Dan, and it's heartbreaking for me to hear stories of our soldiers out in the parking lot of a VA so frustrated and, you know, that they've given up because they've waited so long for help mm-hmm. and they haven't gotten it and they commit suicide. I'm sorry. That just, you know, with all the hard work that we're doing, I mean, even the VA, I would think, as bastions of and being the forefront, the vanguard of health and healing for our veterans, that they themselves wouldn't be up in arms about this to say, this is unacceptable. I mean, just right. like what's happening at the border, you know, our agents are overwhelmed. Maybe the VA is overwhelmed by this, as you say, 20 million and probably mm-hmm. the kind of visits with that kind of, you know, universe to deal with. It is probably mm-hmm. overwhelming the system. That's why they're waiting, you know, having to wait so long. So all this, you would hope, would have been analyzed by now because this has been going on for decades and the complaints remain the same. And,
right.
you know, and here we are, 20 vets. I mean, that's 1 an hour almost, Dan, and probably higher than that because as you and I were talking yeah. yesterday, there's many of these suicides that go unreported because,
right.
as you say, 70% of those that commit suicide aren't even connected at all with the VA. So,
and as
the soldiers were saying yesterday that were being interviewed after the signing of this executive order, one of the key things is isolation. You know, these guys don't know what to do. These women, they get isolated. And that's one of the worst things that can ever happen is that you think you can do it on your own. Or you just,
right.
or you regress from society. You just say, I don't understand it. I can't relate to it anymore. And so then I disconnect. And at that point, you know, in a sense, you're ripe for the pickings and you're, the likelihood of suicide goes up exponentially.
Right. You know, I want to say to your audience, this is very important for me to say this about you. When we started over a year and a half ago, the Veterans Tip of the Day,
mm-hmm.
You took it on your program immediately.
Right.
It's now on 1,400 stations around the country. But what's very rewarding to me, and it fits very nicely with what we're just talking about, is the as I travel around the country and I meet veterans groups, and I hear people say, I heard your tip of the day on Choice, or I heard your tip of the day on healthcare or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So what's happening, because we know such a large percentage of the people who have a propensity towards suicide because of their service and other factors, you broadcasting the tips of the day allows people who are not engaged with the VA to at least learn some things that they might be able to do and people they might be able to go to. So I can't thank you enough for being an early adopter of the tip of the day. And I had spoken to a gentleman last night who was the chapter president for a MOA group.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, you know, we every time we hear one, we talk about it at our next meeting. And they're really good. They're short to the point, but thank you for doing that. And thank you for doing that.
Well, it's an honor, Dan, to be associated. As you know, we've been joined at the hip on this for a long time. And our
right.
our compassion, our heart towards our vets and those who are in trouble. And this is why Songs and Stories for Soldiers does what they do. And we'll talk a little bit more about that and other things, too. So stay with us. Dan Perkins is with us. I'm Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, you go to BillMartinezLive.com. You'll see Songs and Stories for Soldiers right there on the front page of our website. Click on it if your heart so moves you and you want to help us out. You're welcome.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
My neighbors always ask me, hey Pete, how do you keep your yard so nice?
Pete makes it simple with a Scotts Turf Builder feeding program. It's the best way to get the yard you want all year long, guaranteed. All it takes is four easy feedings. Just once in early spring, late spring, summer, and fall. Providing nutrition and weed control to keep your lawn lush and green.
So, now you know my secret.
This is a Scotts Yard. Pick up a Scotts Turf Builder program today.
This is what Flo from Progressive sounds like in one of our commercials. You may have seen one there on TV occasionally.
And speaking of motorcycle insurance rates, did you know that our basic motorcycle policy start at just $75 a year? And speaking of insurance, I just love...
And this is how that same commercial sounds on your motorcycle.
You
everything's better on a bike. Progressive keeps you on yours. Get a quote in as little as 3 minutes at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at GCNLive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
You have no idea what is upon us now.
What more could you want? Bill Martinez Live.
Fresh and independent. Yes, turn it up. Fresh and independent, just the way you like us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Dan Perkins continues with us. He is the founder of Songs and Stories for Soldiers. We're talking about President Trump signing an executive order to help our vets who are committing suicide at a rate of at least 20 per day. We say at least because the total number is still out there because these numbers are based on what we're getting from the VA and some other other numbers, but there are many that we're not hearing about. They're going unreported because one of the keys, as I mentioned earlier about this, Dan, is that vets, through their depression, and this is the thing that, that gets really crazy and horrific about depression, is that you draw away from everything, you become isolated. So, you know, things can happen to you that people may not even realize, or maybe because they were dealing with you with depression in your depression and they feel like, okay, I'm not talking to you. So maybe that's a good thing, because it is very difficult to have a relationship with somebody who deals with depression, right?
Yeah. No. And the other thing is, give you an example, excuse me, parallel statistic. Recently I saw a report that said that the number of people in this country that are dying as a result of opioid overdoses is now greater than the number of people killed annually in automobile accidents. Well, the question, I would take that piece of information and ask you a question. If a person, if a veteran overdoses on opioids, is that suicide or an overdose? Do they count it as an overdose, or do they count it as a suicide? This is why the numbers are not really that good, because we don't really know, except to believe that they're higher than what we're reporting, and even the government admits that the numbers are probably higher. But right. We don't have any good reporting, real good reporting mechanisms, because the attending physician or the coroner can make a decision it was overdose and not suicide. Mm-hmm. We don't know that for sure. So exactly. All I'm saying is that I believe that the problem is much worse than 20 a day. I just can't tell you for sure
right. How
bad it really is, other than to believe it's worse than 20 a day.
Well, what the research is also telling us, Dan, as you and I discussed earlier, is that the men and women coming back, particularly from combat situations, they call them at-risk units, where they have experienced a high-level casualty rate, that these units in particular are at higher risk because of, you know, our own biology. What happens when you are in a combat zone and it's rockets, red glare, and bullets firing, and, you know, your buddy next to you just got his head blown off? I mean, what kind of damage psychologically and biologically does that have on, you know, a human being? And we're realizing much more than we were, you know, that we understood previously. And I think that's a good thing that we're starting to understand that. But, you know, explain to our audience, Dan, about that, because, you know, here's these young kids. They're there. They're adrenalized, and the adrenaline is flowing, testosterone is flowing, and that's a good thing when it's measured. But when it's in overdoses, then it can have a deleterious effect, right?
Absolutely. The process, there's been studies that were released just recently that showed what happens to a man or women, but mostly men, because men are more often than not in direct combat. When they go through the training process to become warriors and then get assigned, the level of certain hormones start to escalate. And when they get into the later stages of their combat training, it goes very high. And so they come down and they get ready to get deployed, and they go overseas, and they get to Afghanistan, Iraq, or wherever they go. They get in combat, and the level of these hormones and chemicals escalate dramatically. In some cases, higher than what would be in a drug addict's blood from overdosing of heroin. And so what we're learning now is that extended time under this elevated level creates long-term medical effects on the veteran. And so we're beginning to look at things like diabetes and heart disease and some cancers, and we're looking at them, and we're looking at the stimulating hormones or testosterone. Mm-hmm. And what we're now finding out is that when we get to a certain level, we begin to impair the body's ability to produce those hormones on a regular basis. And so the defense mechanisms, especially the immune system, is adversely affected. Mm-hmm. And so as the testosterone level is elevated dramatically and then falls back, when we have young men who are doing 2, 3, 4, 5 tours, the roller coaster effect, now they're beginning to see, has very much long-term medical implications. The immune system is compromised. As I said, we see diabetes and heart disease. Mm-hmm. We have 40% of the veterans in the United States today are believed to have diabetes. So that the longer-term implications, and I'm setting aside the implication of suicide, mm-hmm. That's not important. It's because we want to talk about the other medical issues.
Well, it has to be approached holistically, Dan. There are more elements to this. I mean, the guys are experiencing, they're not even sure what all they're going through. They just feel a certain way, and they feel misunderstood. They get isolated. This is why, you know, the peer-to-peer counseling is so critical. But also the science behind it, which is the element of, you know, what the VA does in terms of research. And they do an outstanding job. But this is something that needs to be dug in a lot deeper. And they need to bring information to these organizations, you know, that are dealing with the vets on a peer-to-peer level, as opposed to just having, you know, as one sergeant said, you know, you get these psychiatrists that come in and go, well, how does that make you feel? You know, they ask questions like that, which is the typical,
right.
You know, kind of psychological. I mean, how does that make me feel? I mean, you know, right off the bat, you're disqualified because, you know, the soldier, for what they have gone through, it's a whole different perspective. So what you're talking about are these building blocks that must be organized and brought into play here in order to address this on a holistic level, because you got body, mind, and spirit that is all affected, you know, by what happens biologically. Just the same way, whatever happens spiritually, the dominoes start falling, and it's going to be pronounced in the other aspects of your body, mentally and physically. So, you know, what you're addressing here are these components that are so critical, I believe, in finding the solution to address, as you say, the low estimate of 20 of our vets committing suicide on a daily basis. I mean, that's just incredible. You think about this, Dan. 1 hour, a family is affected. Someone they loved has committed suicide, and they did so, resulting because they love the country and they went and served the country and defended our country,
right.
So that we would have life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and they're gone.
Right.
This is devastating to me.
Yeah. I would say I watched last night after the president's signing, 3 veterans being interviewed, and I have mm-hmm. to tell you, my heart broke because I listened to what all 3 of them said, and I've heard it time and time again as I've traveled around. And I'm screaming at the television screen. We have to get songs and stories in these veterans' hands.
Exactly.
Because I know what it does, how it works. And I listened to those 3 veterans crying out for help and not knowing what to do. And I know that I've got something. And so I'm desperately trying to reach out to Washington to see if I can't bring my program to this new executive order and get involved in that program.
And, Dan, I want to tell our audience, to remind them again, go to BillMartinezLive.com. You'll see in the upper right-hand corner dog tags. And it's Songs and Stories for Soldiers. Just click on it. It is your way to get involved and support the effort and the cause for our vets. Dan Perkins, thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it, buddy.
Thank you, sir. Take care. Always a pleasure to be with you.
This is Bill Martinez, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse is passionate about redefining youth through revolutionary products. Visit BillMartinezLife.com for products like Lumines from Dr. Nathan Newman. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products by renowned physicians to help with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa, Jeunesse's medical advisor, has designed several products helping the body perform better through naturally occurring plant compounds. Jeunesse products come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See it all for yourself at BillMartinezLive.com. Click on the Jeunesse banner. Why not start today to live, feel, and be young again?
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen is expected to face fierce questioning from House Democrats about her role in spearheading the implementation of President Trump's immigration program at a public hearing Wednesday. The Democrats will likely spend a lot of time on President Trump's national emergency declaration, to which Vice President Mike Pence, who was in Phoenix, Arizona, says,
"The truth is the crisis on our southern border today is overwhelming our system. Any vote against the president's national emergency declaration is a vote against border security."
Crews are resuming their efforts to clean up debris following Sunday's EF4 tornado in eastern Alabama. 23 people lost their lives, ranging from 6 to 89, including 7 members of one family. President Trump plans to visit the area Friday and will join Governor Kay Ivey to tour some of the affected areas. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
No Gaga, no Goo Goo. I guess the only place you get that might be on the Hill these days, where up is down and down is up. You know what I'm talking about? Well, Bill Pasco will explain. He's the Tea Party Patriot Citizen Fund political director, and he's the man in Washington trying to make sense out of it, Bill, huh?
Good morning, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Thank you for being there, being the man on the job and on the spot. To keep us aware of what's going on, explain H.R. 1 to our audience.
Oh, my goodness. Well, let's start by saying H.R. 1 is another one of those multi-hundred page bills, 570 pages in this bill.
Yeah.
So you can't really just focus in on one thing. There's so many things. Let's start with, hey, that old standby, taxpayer financing of campaigns, welfare for politicians. So under this bill, crazy candidates who can't raise money in the marketplace of ideas, whose ideas are so crazy that nobody's willing to fund them, they'll be able to go to the taxpayers and get a 6-to-1 match on any contribution up to $200. So if somebody can raise a $200 contribution, they get $1,200 from the taxpayers. That makes that contribution worth $1,400, courtesy of you, me, and the rest of the taxpayers.
Whether or not we agree with their foundation or their platform, right?
That is exactly right. That's the key problem here. That compels us to furnish money for the propagation of ideas that we may dislike and actually oppose. But
yes,
it's okay to liberals.
That's kind of interesting, because when you think it wasn't that long ago that they were arguing against the union, for the union compelling their people to put money into a fund that would support interests that were not consistent with their conscience.
But liberals have absolutely no problem gunning other people
mm-hmm.
to take money from them to support promotion of the ideas that they support. They think there's nothing wrong with that at all. And this is argued in the case of fairness and balance, because, you know, all the moneyed interest in politics are all conservative. That's what mm-hmm. they think. They apparently totally overlook union spending.
Right, exactly. Big donor spending that took place, like, for example, oh yeah, California. That's how you flip a blue district in a voting cycle overnight, is with the big money targeted into these blue districts.
That's right. If they want to look at big money
rather.
In politics,
yep.
if they want to look at big money in politics, they should look at Tom Steyer and Mike Bloomberg and
exactly.
other liberals who have been paying to the tune of tens of millions of dollars each election cycle.
Well, and Bloomberg announced, I'm sorry, Bill, but real quick, but Bloomberg announced yesterday that he's not running for 2020. He's not going to be in the running, but his money will be.
That's right. And why is Mike Bloomberg, a guy who had a fairly successful track record as mayor of the biggest city in the country for several terms, why is he not running? Because he's come to the conclusion that he is not radical enough for the Democratic Party, that he would stand no chance of winning the nomination of that party, because that party has turned hard left,
right.
Very hard left. All right, let's talk about some other things that are in this bill. So we've talked about taxpayer financing for politicians, welfare mm-hmm. for politicians. There's another thing that's very troubling in this bill, and that's the Disclose Act. This was a standalone piece of legislation that basically wants to codify everything that the IRS did wrong when the IRS was caught targeting Tea Party groups like Tea Party mm-hmm. Patriots.
Right.
So the whole idea there is, let's disclose donors. Everybody should know who's supporting what, who's paying for what. That's a great idea, isn't it? Except that it's not. Because the problem is, when you disclose donors, donors get harassed. In our case, when donors were disclosed to Tea Party Patriots, we found out that our donors were 10 times more likely to be personally audited than somebody
exactly.
who did.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So what we're talking about here is really the stifling of free speech. Under the guise of transparency and openness, what they really want to do is force conservative groups to reveal who their donors and supporters are, so the left can go harass them and shut them down and get them to say, you know, it's just not worth it. I'm sorry, guys. I love what you do, but I can't write a check anymore.
Exactly. Well, we've had executives of businesses be bullied out of office, as you say, individuals who supported conservative policies and conservative organizations have been harassed by the IRS. And meanwhile, Lois Lerner is off on her ranch or wherever she is in her golden parachute paid for by We the People. But that's not enough. The bullying at a whole nother level. Now we got political bullying that's taking place. And this sets the foundation for it, does it not?
It does. It turns what I call legislative speech. There's a couple different kinds of what you and I would generally refer to as political speech, mm-hmm. speech about politics. There's speech about candidates who are running for office. Okay, when there's a campaign going on, the campaign wants to speak, so the campaign actually buys advertising. We see those advertisements all the time. In recent decades, and more so in recent years, we've seen what are called independent expenditures by groups of people who get together and pool their resources because they want to put advertisements on the air talking about the candidates. They have mm-hmm. a point of view. That's fine. Let's regulate that, because that's directly related to campaigns. But then there's other kinds of speech. I just saw an ad on TV on Medicare. It was an ad, and this is really funny, because this was an ad that I had first seen a couple years ago, and I wondered about it. It was an ad by the AARP, the American mm-hmm. Association for the Advancement of Retired Persons. And it was an ad that thanked President Trump for not wanting to mess around with Medicare. Now, you and I both know that Medicare is going broke, and if we don't make changes to Medicare, the system will go belly up. So
right.
over the long term, we're going to have to do something. Mm-hmm. But right now, the AARP is happy that President Trump has said that he's not going to change Medicare. So they put an ad on the air and they say, thank President Trump. Under this law, if H.R. 1 were to pass, the AARP would have to report that ad. They'd have to report the name of every donor who paid for that ad. And this is the fun part. They would have to acknowledge that their ad in the language of this law, their ad in the language of this law supports President Trump. So they would be on record with a federal agency saying, we support President Trump.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think the AARP does support President Trump, and they're certainly not going to be supporting him in 2020 when it's time for him to run for re-election.
Exactly.
But they're going to have to file a piece of paper with a federal agency that says they support President Trump. Now, if you're a donor to the AARP over the years because you like their left-wing positions on most issues of big government, and then all of a sudden you see this notification that says, hey, the AARP supports President Trump, you might scratch your head and decide, you know what, I think I'll give my money elsewhere.
Exactly.
Next time. So, I mean, why are we trying to turn legislative speech, speech about a political issue, speech about maybe a bill before Congress, why are we trying to turn that into regulated speech just like a campaign? We have too much regulation in the speech area as it is. Every one of these regulations stifles our First Amendment right to freedom of association and freedom of speech, and that's why we oppose this legislation. It is horrible. Here's how bad this bill is. This bill unites the National Rifle Association, Planned Parenthood, the Tea Party Patriots Action, and the American Civil Liberties Union. We are all opposed to this bill.
the spectrum of political interest is against it. But, you know, leave it to the Democrats. You know, President Trump has done everything he can, and then some, to get us out of this regulation nation. But the Democrats have a default mode. They just have to regulate stuff, right? And
if it moves, regulate it.
Exactly. And we the people need to understand this is what you get when you put them in power. You know, they're not going to change their stripes or their spots. The Democrats are who they are, and this is what they do. And they don't even think twice about this stuff. It's in their very nature, Bill Pascoe. And we got to leave it at there. And thank you so much for being with us. Just about 18 minutes now before the top of the hour. Senator Jim DeMint coming up next.
Endless scratching. The itch from my eczema is unbearable. Are you struggling to get relief from chronic itching due to your atopic dermatitis, also known as eczema? If so, you may qualify for a clinical study testing an investigational medication for the severe itch associated with atopic dermatitis. Qualified participants will receive study-related care and medication at no charge. Call 1-844-777-4824 or 1-844-777-ITCH or visit advandastudy.com for more information on how to participate. Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
This message is sponsored by AmeriGlide, featuring the nation's best prices on a home stairlift. Are you having a difficult time getting around your home? Do you avoid going up and down the stairs? Have you even considered moving from your lifelong home just to avoid the stairs? Forget about moving and call AmeriGlide and learn how an easy-to-install stairlift is the perfect solution to help you get your freedom back. Plus, we guarantee the nation's best prices. Make this free call today to learn more. No sales visits are necessary. We can help you over the phone. Now you can stay in the home you've been in for decades. Please do yourself or your loved one a favor. Make this simple 2-minute call right now. Get the lowest price on a stairlift anywhere. Here's the number. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. That's 800-296-1434.
Here at Bill Martinez Live, we're excited to share the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting BillMartinezLive.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products simply help your body perform and look better. Like millions of others, I know you'll feel the difference. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to BillMartinezLive.com for all the details. Start to live, Phil, and be young again.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
This is gonna be the best day of my life.
Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. You know, the Dems would want you to believe that there's no emergency crisis at the border. But listen to these facts and tell me if there's not an emergency there and that the president does not have standing in declaring a national emergency on behalf of we the people. More than 300% increase in the number of family units apprehended in the first 5 months. That's just the first 5 months of this fiscal year compared to the two previous years. 70 large groups of 100 or more totaling 12,000, and with that apprehensions on the uptick, 70 large groups have come to our border. Here right now to talk with us is former Senator Jim DeMint, as promised. The former senator is the current chairman for the Conservative Partnership Institute. Jim, always good to have you with us. Thank you so much for the time. Appreciate it.
Bill, thanks for having me back, and thanks for what you do every day, keeping people a little more informed about what's really going on.
Well, what we appreciate here, Senator, is that we're beyond the eight-second sound bites, and this is the dangerous part of our country today, and I understand people are busy, but we have maintained that if you're forming your worldview based on eight-second sound bites, you're in trouble, and we're in trouble. You know what I'm saying?
Well, it's like everyone falling in love with socialism, but you realize they don't know what it means. They think it's a part of the social media or something. So sometimes it takes a little bit of digging in to find out what's really going on.
Well, even the Chinese are figuring that out, right? Because in their new propaganda, they're like stepping away and trying to present some sort of democratic socialism. I guess this must be the hybrid of socialism.
Well, I think America has its own style of socialism. Now, the government doesn't actually take over businesses, but they just tax and regulate them and control them to the point where they become the majority shareholders. So it's something we've been spending a little time on, helping people understand that America's shift towards socialism is very real, mm-hmm. but it's very different, and a lot of the experts miss what's really happening.
Well, and it's like you say, to your point, it's not like we don't have concrete examples of the socialistic move in this country, whether we look at the VA and healthcare, you know, as an example of healthcare for all, what that looks like. Look at the VA. You know, yeah. The president had to declare an emergency declaration, had to sign an order yesterday to protect the vets. We got 20, at least 20 a day, almost one an hour, Senator, that are committing suicide. I mean, this is heartbreaking. You look at the post office. You know, the post office is you know, probably a nanosecond from bankruptcy anyway. We hold it up. It's like, you know, we're way past this. I mean, some of these, you know, elements and some of these parts of the government where the government has taken over have proven empirically, historically, and by the facts that they just cannot measure up in a free market system.
No, you just can't concentrate this much power, operate on such a big scale, and still be efficient and offer people the choices they need. It just doesn't work. And we need to keep helping people understand that that things, post office is a good example. Now with all the different delivery systems that we could sell the post office, it could be operated by the private sector. It could compete with other businesses. It would become better. And the government would have one less thing that it has to subsidize, and the people would get better services. But, you know, part of it is, you know, Bill, that all the way from grammar school through colleges, we're really not teaching a lot of the principles that make America great and that really work. And that's what we work on as conservatives. What are those things that we want to keep that really work to make people's lives better? And it's not that complicated. It always comes down to common sense. If people would take a little more than 8 seconds, just like you started with, to listen to what's really going on.
Well, we're, you know, maybe it's good in one hand. You know, Ocasio-Cortez is in the limelight the way she is because it's causing people to think. And we have been welcoming the era of critical thinking once again, Senator, because that's been missing. And that's what has happened in our educational institutions. And when I say that, I don't mean, you know, broad brush everybody, because there are some institutions that still embrace critical thinking, and good on them for doing that, because what they are producing are fellow citizens that are going to help row the boat forward. Others that who are bullying free speech and will not allow the other side are actually producing, you know, graduates, with all due respect, are retarded because they are not getting the full measure and experience of what our founding fathers said was so critical to us. And that is to be able to have a venue of free speech and free ideas.
Yeah, exactly. And we can see, you mentioned Cortez, AOC. I mean, her knowledge of economics is so bad. She thought that by keeping Amazon from having their headquarters there and paying nearly $30 billion in taxes, that if they didn't come, then they would get to spend the $3 billion of tax credits that they would have gotten as a community, as a state. But the tax credits aren't there. If you don't have the business. But she thought you could just go ahead and spend the $3 billion. I mean, she's just not very well informed, and that's not a real complicated thing to understand.
Exactly. How embarrassing. I mean, this is an econ major. Her degree's in economy as an economist. And it's like, you know, so that tells you right off the bat, case in point, that she got propagandized. She didn't get educated.
Yeah. I mean, it's like the old the nursery story, a child's story about the goose that lays the golden egg.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's what we see up here all the time, is we've got a free market economic system, you know, creating a better quality of life. And if we let it work better, it would do more. But the socialists want to go in and kill the goose and take all the eggs.
Right.
But they're not there. They have to be produced by the private sector. And so capitalism has pulled more people out of poverty than any government program in the world. And we just have to let people understand that a little bit better.
Well, Jim, look at the practical contrast. You have Venezuela in one hand, where Jorge Ramos is there videotaping the people, you know, pulling food out of the back of a garbage truck. I mean, this could have very well been one of the garbage trucks that Maduro drove at one point. They are literally getting food out of the bag, back of a garbage truck. You've got that. And in contrast, you have President Trump, who has eliminated more regulations. He's liberated the power of a productive working force in this country. People are happier than they've been in a long time. Unemployment, all-time low at every turn. Success abounds in this country right now. And you want to give that up for socialism? I mean, it's no wonder that he could call it out so confidently and everybody applauded. Even Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer had to stand up when he said, America will never be a socialist country, right?
Yeah, they were kind of put on the spot by that, and but we know a lot of them don't believe it. A lot of them really believe in this idea of socialism for everybody else, not for themselves.
Right.
But because they see themselves as the elite who are going to be pulling all the levers.
Well, this is why they need to live under the very laws they create for us. They carve out exceptions like they did with Obamacare, and it's disgusting. You know, our founding fathers and the early legislators, Jim, as you've studied and you know, they lived under the very laws they created. But we've allowed the elites to carve out a special piece of pie because they're so doggone deserving, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, and I began to think that the great masses of the American people do not have the intellectual capability to live free and independently, so they want to take care of them, or at least that's their excuse for taking over. You know, much of many areas of our lives, we're seeing a better way now. And ironically, in a lot of ways, this is coming from someone who didn't know anything about government, but they understand that regulations kill our economy. And Trump's done a good job. They've eliminated over 20 regulations for every new one they've created.
Amazing.
That's much better than he even expected. Mm-hmm. So if you give people a mission, we can make a difference up here, and that's why I still work in Washington, even though I get discouraged. And what we do at the Conservative Partnership is just we try to build a support system for the conservatives on the inside who are doing the right thing, try to get their back when they take tough votes. And it's been going really well, but we count on folks like you, Bill, to keep we the people more informed, because our country is set up that we the people are supposed to be running things.
Exactly. Well, Jim, we so appreciate all your hard work, and I understand that discouragement comes with the job. President Ronald Reagan, you know, admonished us, said that look at we're but one generation away from this incredible American experiment that we enjoy. That freedom is not passed, you know, through the bloodstream. It is something that we need to faithfully fight for. And I want to thank you publicly, Jim, for your faithful fight, whether it was in the Senate and what you're doing now as chairman for the Conservative Partnership Institute, all the people that work there on behalf of We the People. Keep up the great work, and whatever we can do to support you and come alongside and let you know that you're not alone in this fight, and that we need you to keep fighting the good fight on behalf of freedom for this great country of ours.
Well, thank you, Bill. That's encouraging, and we'll keep fighting, and it is a fight, but it's an honor to be able to fight for the things that this country stands for. So, joy being with you.
Always. Former Senator Jim DeMint and the current chairman for the Conservative Partnership Institute on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Jim. Appreciate it. God bless.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
meeting.